Hey, it's Campus XM, Real Journalism Podcast, Real Journalism. So I want to talk about something that has to do with the art of writing. An author named Donald Barthelme, a humorist, well-known in his era, doesn't really get talked about much now. I used to teach a freshman composition course, and I would use a book of essays, and it's long out of print. Great American Essays or something it was called. And it's long out of print, but it was really well curated. It had a lot of good essays in it. And one I liked, and I couldn't really find it online anymore. It hasn't really stood the test of time. I think a lot of times with an author, if their work is going to stand the test of time, it depends on the estate and the family, and if the family puts the work out there in a respectable way, or if the family's just in it for the money. You see that with certain families, you know, that the family just isn't putting the best work out there in a respectable way. Prince's family now claims that they found another version of the album 1999. And it probably was just Prince's practice album or some album he didn't want put out there, but now they're putting it out there. Or the family of John Kennedy Toole, the author of, you know, the one book he wrote before he killed himself, Confederacy of Dunces, is an excellent book, but his mother was an advocate for it, but then she died, and then the rest of the family, it's just a money grab. Or Roy Orbison of singing fame, like Only the Lonely and those types of songs. He would have been Elvis if he looked like Elvis, because he could sing. And he sang those type of songs, and he had a bunch of hits in the early 60s. But then the Beatles came, and Roy Orbison, who looked pasty, and he looked old for his age, he didn't really catch on. And then the Traveling Wilburys in the 80s, they had Bob Dylan and Tom Petty and George Harrison and they got Roy Orbison to sing on there, and he was the best voice of the bunch. And they formed a little band, and it kind of was a comeback for him. But then, just as he was becoming popular again, he had a heart attack and died. And he is now in an unmarked grave in California. His family won't even buy him. And I don't think he was a bad person. Or maybe he was, or maybe he was aloof, or who knows. But his family just can't get their stuff together. I guess he has three sons, and they can't get their act together to buy him a tombstone. And I'm sure they're collecting those royalties, you know. So it's strange what happens. So I think as you're about to go and leave this mortal coil, you should do things to ensure your own legacy, if you have any legacy. So Donald Barthelme, author of many things, I used to assign as reading this book of essays, and the book was really good. It had like Joan Didion's On Keeping a Notebook, which has stood the test of time, and it's still assigned today. Joan Didion might still be alive, or maybe, I don't know, her memory's still alive at the very least. And it's a useful essay in that it tells you, like, why do you keep a notebook? And it's written in a very abstract, beautiful way. Barthelme wrote something in 1969 that got accepted by this book of great essays that I assigned, and I think the book was published in the 80s, called Let's Hear It for the Ed Sullivan Show. And at one point I got so frustrated that it wasn't available online that I scanned it from my book, the book of essays, and I posted it online in case anyone wanted it, because I was frustrated that this nice little essay wasn't presented out there. You know, it's a form of journalism in a way. And what he did was he watched the Ed Sullivan Show, and he wrote it in present tense, as if the whole essay were written in the hour or whatever an Ed Sullivan show is. And described everything in detail. So, on one of these far-flung channels, if you have any kind of TV or even antenna, there's like these channels that aren't ABC, NBC, CBS. They're like MeTV and I'm not sure what this channel's called. But there's these obscure channels that I think you can get with an antenna in a lot of cities. And they also put them on cable. But they usually put them around like channel 500 or something like that. And there you can find a lot of these old shows. I guess they're starving for content. And one of them puts on the Ed Sullivan Show. So if you have cable TV or any kind of DVR, just type in Ed Sullivan Show and they might show it at like 2 in the morning somewhere. Set your DVR to record it and it'll be on here on your DVR and then you can watch it. And it's actually interesting to see if you have any interest in music from the 60s primarily and the X. And it's interesting to see like what came out of this show and became more and what didn't, you know, like some juggler or something that you'll never hear from again. But it's kind of fun to see in the same way you'd like to see like a ghost town or something that existed at one time, listen to an old album that never made it to CD. So it's interesting to get these old Ed Sullivan shows. They edit them, though, to fit a half-hour format. So I don't know what they do. I think the old Ed Sullivan show used to be an hour. So they do something to cut it down. But let me play one while I'm recording here. All right, I'll play it really loud so you can hear it. They have corny theme music in the beginning. These are poorly put together, these Ed Sullivan shows. The revamped version of them. Maybe this was syndicated in the 90s or something. So they have the Everly Brothers coming up on this episode. Phil Crosby. I don't know who Phil Crosby is. I know Bill Crosby. No, not Bill Crosby. Bing Crosby and Bill Cosby. But who's Phil Crosby? Must have been a brother. He looks like he's a middle-aged guy, balding, blondish. I don't know. I guess he must be related somehow. The Everly Brothers were a duo and the most popular duo until Hall & Oates. God. Sergio Franchi. Alright, he's singing in Spanish. His last name is Franchi, though. It's not really a Spanish name. I think it means Frenchy or something. French, right? But he said, ¿Dónde está? It's probably, you know, I studied Spanish, but other Romance languages have similar words, but I don't know. He has a guitar and he's trying to look stereotypical. Looks like he's wearing a toupee and he has a tux on. Penny Young. I got a mother-in-law, I got to tell you. She raises parrots. She raised a 400-pound parrot. The parrot says, Polly wants a cracker. No! Henny Youngman. All right. In the 60s, comedians were just starting to hit. It wasn't really an art. Now there's 8 billion comedians. Henny Youngman was like one of those guys who'd go up to the Catskill and he had those one-liners. Eventually, the person who perfected that was Rodney Dangerfield, but those little one-liners. Here's some plate spinners. So some guy's spinning plates on sticks. And people are clapping politely. Steppenwolf. Wow, they're dressed crazy, but this is worth watching. Steppenwolf, I always felt they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I always felt they deserved better. And here they are, they're looking pretty good. You know, they're dressed, they have like tassels on their clothes and hats and long hair. And they look like a rock band. Why didn't Steppenwolf become Led Zeppelin? Like, why didn't they? I always felt they deserved better. All right, so that's the episode. They went back to the little theme, canned theme music. And I'll let it play in the background. So that's not a bad lineup, right? There's the audience. Audience looks, you know, mixed. There's some black people, mostly white people, but not as bad as you would think. You would think it'd be all white people or something. I think there was a lot of progress in the 60s and 70s as far as integration goes. You know, it was better than previous years. All right, the Everly Brothers. They're going to play Walk Right Back and Bye Bye Love, so I'll keep that on in the background. They're not quite mop hair. They have a full head of hair, but it doesn't go past shoulder length. They both kind of have the same haircuts. I guess they're brothers. One brother's doing the talking. They both have acoustic guitars, suits on with ties, buttoned up. You know, they were popular. Makes you want to throw up a little listening to them. But same with Hall & Oates. Like, you hear some Hall & Oates songs now. And Sarah Smiles. Everyone wants to vomit when they hear Sarah Smiles by Hall & Oates. Let me fast forward a little. You couldn't do that back in the day. And let's see if they get to their better known song. All right, this song's ending. Now they're going to transition into a more up-tempo song. I think. Yeah, it looks like they are. Here's the song. The one that got us out of the hubcap business and off the streets and onto the Ed Sullivan Show years and years ago. I think sometimes they're lip syncing because there's one microphone and they're both pretty, although they sometimes lean into it. Yeah, I don't know. They might be lip syncing. I'll have to Google whether people lip synced even back then on Ed Sullivan Show. But sometimes it seems they're a little bit far from the microphone, and how's the microphone picking them up so nicely? Unless electronics were better back then. I don't see any, even though they're using acoustics, usually acoustics are wired. Like, I don't know if I see a wire coming out of those things. Yeah, there's no wire. I don't think they're really playing. That's disappointing. All right, so Ed Sullivan Show, there's those people. Commercials, they're showing the Brady Bunch because this is a retro channel. Horrible. What a horrible show, that Brady Bunch. And it's the 50th anniversary. All right, here's the next band. Steppenwolf. All right, now we're going to the big leagues. Born to be Wild. And Magic Carpet Ride. All right, I think they're really singing, and I see wires coming out of their guitars. I think they're really singing. I think Steppenwolf probably was, back in that day, just like today, well, more so back then, there were posers and there were real musicians. Here's their other song. You've heard this before, too. Magic Carpet Ride. See, I don't know, though. The background singers don't seem to be that close to the microphone. Well, maybe. Tough call. No, I think they're really singing, but I'm going to have to Google this. This is a major hit for Steppenwolf. All right. So let's fast forward a little. Audience clapping politely. Here's a plate spinner guy. He's not, but at first he's starting off with cups and spoons in the cups. Wow, this is so annoyingly bad. Can I imagine if you devote your life to this? Like, how many hours do you have to practice spinning plates on sticks? And now he's doing something with cups, and he's doing, I don't know. You know, I guess the good thing about the Ed Sullivan Show is the whole family could watch it, so everyone probably made fun of it back in the day, I would think. Or maybe some people were impressed. He's balancing some eggs. I'm fast-forwarding some eggs, and who knows, like, you know, this guy's probably in an unmarked grave somewhere. Looks like he's wearing a toupee. You know, nowadays it seems like there's more bald people, but I think just more people wore toupees back in the day. All right, here's Phil Crosby. Phil Crosby. He looks like Frasier from Cheers. So a lot of people don't realize in the 60s and early 70s, guys like this existed at the same time as Steppenwolf. Like, this stuff was still going on, this smaltzy crap. Wow, this is so horrible. And this existed with Steppenwolf. Wow. And people are sitting at home and clapping along. So there were a lot of different types. All right, so now we're up to an ad for Medicare benefits. These are modern ads. These aren't, they don't put retro ads with the retro shows. That would be stupid. California Psychics, just a dollar a minute. Anything you've ever experienced, it's free.
She had so much detail. She really just reassured me that I'm on the right path.
I've never had a phone call make me so excited for the future.
That's California Psychics. It's the best or it's free. It's the best or it's free.
Are you one of the millions of women embarrassed by hair loss or suffering from thinning?
Now they have a bunch of bald women on TV.
Because I was losing my hair.
Welcome to Hair Club.
Just really one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Oh my God.
I feel like me again.
All right. Fast forwarding that. Back to the Ed Sullivan Show. Here's that Franchi guy.
Singing star, Sergio Franchi.
Noche de Ronda.
Thank you very much indeed. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a Mexican song. Una cantone mexicana, yes. A song called Noche de Rondas.
All right. He says it's a Mexican song. I'm going to have to look up this guy. But he just spoke in Spanish, like Castilian. So it was, he must be a European singing Mexican stuff, which was kind of a thing in the 50s and 60s. There was a Spanish movement where European Spain was combined somehow with Mexico and the traditions and songs and you know, the music and instruments were all kind of somehow all combined into one thing. Today, Spaniards in Spain, they tend to distance themselves from the Americas and think they're a totally different culture. But here's this guy. I think he's really playing. Although I don't know where his microphone is. I don't know where his microphone is. It must be a lip sync then. And he's playing the guitar in a really weird way. I don't see a wire coming out of the guitar. It's acoustic, but... yeah, I think he's lip syncing. I mean, he's better than Phil Crosby. If I were going to rank the acts, I guess I'd go Steppenwolf 1, this guy, Frankie, or whatever he calls himself, 2, Everly Brothers 3 and Phil Crosby 4 of the Musical X. Most Spanish songs that you hear, like, you think they're complicated, but they're just really simple lyrics.
Here is Henny Youngman.
Henny Youngman, okay. Here we go. Borscht Belt comedian. He's carrying a violin for some reason. I'll let you just listen.
Married 41 years. We went back to Chicago, same hotel where we got married. Had the same suite of rooms. Only this time I went in the closet and cried. A lot of people say, how do you stay married for 41 years? Here's the secret. My wife and I go to a romantic restaurant twice a week. A little candlelight, a little wine. She goes Tuesdays, I go Fridays.
That's not a bad joke. Hopefully you heard it okay.
My wife hates housework. I bought electric iron, electric dishwasher, electric dryer. She said, too many gadgets around, she had no place to sit down. What did I do? Bought her electric chair.
All right, they're wife jokes. Not bad. Not bad. You don't really hear these types of jokes anymore.
You must compromise when you're married. She wanted a fur coat, I want an automobile. We compromise. Bought her fur coat, we keep in the garage. She found a furrier who does his own breeding. He crossed a mink and a gorilla. Got a beautiful fur coat, but the sleeves are too long. I got a mother-in-law, I got to tell you, she raises parrots. She raised a 400-pound parrot. The parrot says, Polly wants a cracker. Now!
Alright, so I guess Steppenwolf was the main act because they're going to bring him back. So Henny Youngman went up there and told a few jokes. Classic comedian, you know, he paved the way for future comedians. In those days, it was really tough being a comedian. You'd have to open up at, like, burlesque shows or whatever. It wasn't like today where a comedian can... Let me fast forward these commercials. Where a comedian can open up a big, you know, Madison Square Garden or something. All right. The ads on these type channels are pretty bad. Like, about your will, how to write your will. And Peachtree Financial Solutions. People worried about their money, I guess, in their old age. As I get older, I find I'm working more. Most of my contemporaries are thinking of retirement, and I find I'm working more, but whatever. Alright. Here they are for the finale, Steppenwolf. The audience clapping politely. The audience is dressed nicer than the band. It's never too late to start over again, so I could live with that advice. I've been, you know, as I get older, a lot of my, I bump into people my age who are retired. Like, they worked as a police officer or something, and they retired in their late 40s. Or they're thinking of it, or they've scaled down their life, and I feel like I just bought a newspaper, and another newspaper, and I feel like, I don't know, I'm covering events, and I went to a bridge ceremony the other day where they opened a new bridge and took photos and talked to people. I feel like I'm just starting out all over again, reinventing myself, so maybe these guys are right. So I think I'll end it with the Ed Sullivan Show and Steppenwolf's finale, and talk to you next time. Find more of these podcasts on campusxm.com. campusxm.com.